Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome to this section of the Thursday live program, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. With me I have today Prem Anush and I am Sai Prakash here. In the last few episodes of Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, we have been listening to Swami's discourses in the 1990 Summer Course series. And last episode, we had the good fortune of having Professor Nanjundaya, who actually translated the discourses when Swami was delivering them. We heard from him how Swami started the summer courses and what was in Swami's mind when he actually restarted the summer courses after a gap. As he explained, Swami wanted that the students should recollect and live his message and the lofty ideas of spiritual life even in those 2 months of their vacation. Swami said that for 10 months they are with me and I take care of them. I don't want them to go in those 2 months and get mixed up with all worldly ideas. Keeping that in mind, Swami started the summer course series, and what we were listening to is the 1990 Summer Course series. Prem, do you think you want to give an outline of what Swami spoke?
Yes, in this particular discourse, because as we have been speaking about the Summer Course series, where Swami is going literally layer by layer in understanding this human apparatus, if we could put it that way.
Yes.
And the first discourse, Swami gave a beautiful, synthesis of what Indian culture is, and what is truth, what is spirituality.
Truth and dharma,
yes. Literally, he kind of explained and expanded.
Yes.
What is Indian culture in spirituality? What is a summer course in Indian culture and spirituality will be all about?
Correct.
And then coming to this discourse which we are talking about.
And he also spoke about refinement.
Right. Culture. What is culture? What is Sanskriti? What role it has to play in our truth? In our reality,
yes.
What the Sanskriti role has to play, and what is the idea behind an exercise such as the summer course? Swami so beautifully put it.
Yes.
Coming to this discourse, the second discourse, which was given in the evening of the day it began.
Correct.
I should say that in the very Padyam with which Swami started.
Yes.
Swami is making it absolutely unequally clear that you are not the body.
Correct.
You know, you might feel the pain that the body undergoes.
Mm-hmm.
You might feel the anxiety the mind undergoes.
Correct.
You know, you might feel the passion, the desires arise in you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not the body, you're not the mind, you're not the desires which arise.
Quite a powerful padyam.
Right. At the very beginning, it's been very clear that
yes.
If you have any doubts, that you're the body. And you know, one of the most beautiful things about any discourse of Swami,
mm-hmm.
I was just reflecting the other day, Swami never says, you know, good morning everybody or good evening everybody.
Mm.
Because he doesn't see the gathering as a gathering of bodies.
Correct.
He always says embodiments.
Correct.
Making it absolutely clear that you are all embodiments.
Correct.
You're not bodies, but you are something embodied.
Very beautiful. Prema Swarupulara, embodiments.
Embodiments. Divine, embodiments
Divyatma
of
Swarupulara.
Divine Atma. Divyatma Swarupulara.
Exactly.
So, and this is a discourse which literally is an expansion of that sentiment which Swami, puts forth when he says embodiments of divine love.
Almost we are tempted to think that Swami is actually addressing that indweller in you and he is not addressing that body.
True.
Sitting there. Because he says embodiments of love, he is directly connecting to that spark of divinity in each one sitting there.
Absolutely. So, you know, the discourse starts by, as I said, with that padyam, but Swami goes on to say that you are wearing a body.
Correct.
Swami makes that clear.
Yes.
And then Swami goes on into a beautiful discourse where he says, takes each word
mm-hmm.
which is used to address the body. And
like
says
a definition.
What, right.
Like
what is that meaning? You know,
correct.
How is that? What I think that is also a beauty of this language.
As we discussed the last episode, now, first Swami says, you are not this body, and it's a bundle of bones and flesh and this and that. And then you are suddenly, wondering, what am I going to do with this body? But then he starts defining the importance of the body. And he starts telling how this body, although it's impermanent and it's made up of all this, is needed and useful as a instrument.
Right. I'll just quickly go through those terminologies which Swami explains.
Okay.
Swami says deham.
Yes.
Deham, and Swami says dahyati iti dehe.
Yes.
Dehaha.
Yes.
He says, which means that which is burning every moment, that which is going to be burnt.
Correct.
Is the body. And Swami also says it's not just that it is going to be burnt, mm-hmm. it is also burning down every moment.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Actually, scientifically also, if you look at it, the rate at which our cells die, and I think in a couple of years, each one gets an entire new body.
True.
I think that there's a scientific discovery on that.
And you know, like one of the scientists were describing, he said, decay does not happen after death.
Mm-hmm.
Aging itself is a process of decay.
That's true.
It is a very, very slow and sustained process of decay that we don't realize it's decay.
Okay.
And I think that's what Swami is saying here. Though the body is burnt after death, mm-hmm. the body is also burning itself in the process of life also.
Correct.
And then Swami says, sharira. Mm-hmm. What does sharira mean? And Swami says, you know, shivyate iti shariraha.
This is again decay.
Again, the concept of decay.
Correct.
That which is liable to decay is called the body. And you know, even as you said, when one listens to these definitions, one wonders, you know, what is the value this body has.
Correct.
And then Swami says, yes, all this is true,
mm-hmm.
but it is also called mandiram. It is also called a temple.
Mm.
Because it may not be of much value, but what it houses is of supreme value.
Correct.
And that gives the body value.
Mm-hmm.
And then Swami says, you know, talks about how it is also not only a container of that divine, but it is also a means to reach that divine.
Correct.
It is also an instrument, and mm-hmm. that is why you have to, you know, employ due diligence in the way you use it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Swami gives examples of, you know, how you use a pen and mm-hmm. how you, you know, save a pen so that it is used better.
Correct.
The way
instrument.
When you use an instrument right,
mm-hmm.
then it is useful for the purpose for which it is meant.
Correct.
And then finally, Swami says about, you know,
the kshetra.
Mm-hmm. The body is also called kshetra.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami says the body is kshetra, and kshetrajna, the one who knows the body, is actually the indweller, which is you.
Well, it's really amazing to, Swami gives the example of Kashi, Varanasi, Tirupati, Badrinath and all that.
Pilgrim centers.
And you just think the entire power that's there in any of these pilgrim centers is right within you.
True.
That's what Swami says.
In fact, you know, I remember reading one small story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very profound story. It happens after the Ramayana. It seems one day a man who is traveling the seas, he kind of meets with a bad storm, gets shipwrecked,
mm-hmm.
and he goes and lands up in the shores of Lanka.
Okay.
And Vibhishna is ruling. You know, the Ramayana is over, Ravana is killed. So the ministers come and tell Vibhishna that a man has come to the shores of Lanka.
Mm.
So Vibhishna rushes out because for him, a man only means Rama. So he comes and worships that man. He says, you look like my lord. And you know, the author who gives the story, he says, you know, we don't realize we actually are in the form which the lord took.
Correct. The human form.
True.
I mean, you know, just expanding a little bit on that, what Swami told Professor Kasturi, when the new mandir had come up, must be in mid-50s or so. Kasturi uncle was with Swami and he said, Swami, please come, we'll go to Chitravati. And Swami said, why do you want to go to Chitravati? Swami, we'll go there. I want to see miracle. I want to see your manifestation of various things. And Swami said, why should we go to Chitravati? He said, Swami, the moment you see sand and you sit on sand, you go into a very joyful mood, a playful mood, and that's where all the leelas happened. Swami, I missed that. I want to see that. Then Swami very beautifully asked him, why there is sand right outside this mandir?
Construction
is going on. Why can't we say, Swami, please come, at least we'll sit there. Swami said, do I really need the sand to do my leelas? But he was taken aback, Swami, but we shall go. Then Swami gave him a lesson which I think is most apt. Recalling at this point of time, Swami said, look at your body. Look at the human body. That is the greatest miracle. At this juncture, when we are actually dealing with, when Swami is dealing with the plus and minus of the human body, But in its functionality, in the way it runs and it sustains, it is the greatest miracle. In fact,
very true.
I was just going through some of the slides that Professor Venkatraman had made. He says the supercomputer, mm-hmm. On one side he has a very beautiful slide of the fastest supercomputer on earth.
Okay.
And on the other side he has the human brain.
Mm-hmm.
It is much smaller, so compact, yet it's faster than the fastest supercomputer that's available today.
Absolutely. No, I even as you say this, I remember once, I'm not sure if you're aware, I mean, if you still remember, we were doing a small presentation on a camera.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and that time, this was beautiful comparison between the various
superiority
cameras.
Superiority of the senses, yeah.
And various cameras, he said, this camera, and they were grading the quality of a camera by its ability to focus
exactly
from infinity to a closer distance.
Correct.
And they said, this can do it in these many milliseconds, this can do it in these many milliseconds. And then finally he says, but there is one instrument which does it almost in an instant that we are not able to measure. And he says, that's the human eye. And till now, that
our
is
cameras
no,
will never reach up.
Absolutely. And and only when I read that, I realized, we look at a distance, it's clear. And we look at something nearby, it's clear. It doesn't even, occur to us that there is so much of process happening.
Exactly.
In that focusing.
Sometimes I wonder, what is the megapixel that we are, nowadays with cell phones and cameras with all megapixel, 5 megapixel, 12 megapixel cameras, I wonder what megapixel the eye is giving us.
Absolutely. But, and one pathologist, in literally exasperation and wonder, he said, it is a miracle to be normal.
Okay. Yeah,
because the body, so many processes, so many millions and thousands of biochemical processes are happening to keep you alive and kicking, that to be normal is itself a miracle. In fact, you shouldn't be surprised that if something goes wrong in the body.
But, just as we are talking about the wonders of the human body, just imagine Swami. He says the human body is an instrument. If the instrument itself is so wondrous, if the instrument is itself so perfect, then what he wants us to identify ourselves with, how glorious, how divine, how beyond our imagination that must be.
Definitely.
If the instrument itself is so grand, is so unbelievable, I just wonder, when Swami says the body is an instrument, what is it that we have to relate to? That's really amazing.
Really, very true. And Swami also has on many occasions said that when the mind is pure, the kind of power that body attains in the process,
yes.
I'm sure you'll be aware of that incident which Mr. Indreshwar narrates,
exactly,
from his college days, when Swami gets into a arm wrestling,
yes,
with a boy who's supposed to be a very, very well built.
Arm wrestling duet with one of the boys who is
who's supposed to be one of the most well built boys of the hostel. And eventually Swami actually does wrestling with 4 other boys.
Yeah, they all come in to help him.
Right.
But in one stroke, Swami pushes all of them down. And they said, yes, of course, you are God. You can do anything. That was in their mind. And Swami looked at them and he said, I have not used any of my spiritual powers. What I did today is purely my physical strength. And this strength does not come from your exercise. It does not come from anything. It comes from purity.
Very true.
And for those who have had the opportunity to live and see Swami in his when he was here in the physical frame, you know that the energy that Swami is having is definitely not coming from the food that he eats.
Definitely.
I mean, from the food that body partook, that quantity of food is definitely not enough.
Very true. Because in fact, the statement that Swami makes then is, Swami says, from the time this body came into being,
yes,
till today, not a single bad thought has crossed this mind.
Correct. Correct.
And this strength comes out of that purity.
Purity. Very true.
And, what Swami was trying to say is that each one of you is capable of this.
Correct.
And we are stuck with the power which comes out of exerting the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that power which is inbuilt, which God was, intended that be a part of this body which is making, I think it's still to be explored.
So you think we should go to the next section?
We played 2 clips, so we will go to the 3rd clip of the discourse.
Okay.
Where Swami is again continuing with the different aspects of the human body.
Okay.
క్షేత్రం అంటే రెండో అర్థం కూడా ఉంటున్నది.
దేర్ ఇస్ వన్ మోర్ మీనింగ్ ఫర్ దిస్ వర్డ్ క్షేత్రం.
పొలము అని ఉంటుంటది రెండో అర్థం.
సెకండ్ మీనింగ్ ఈజ్ ఫీల్డ్.
ఈ పొలములో మనం ఎట్టి విత్తనము నాటుదమో అట్టి ఫలమే మనకు లభిస్తుంది.
ది స్పెషాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ఎ ఫీల్డ్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ సీడ్స్ యూ సో ది క్రాప్ దట్ యు గెట్ విల్ డిపెండ్ అపాన్
సంకల్పములు అనేటువంటి విత్తనములు నాటినప్పుడు సత్ఫలము అనేటువంటిది మనకు లభ్యమవుతుంది.
ఇఫ్ యూ సో గుడ్ థాట్స్ యు గెట్ ది ఫ్రూట్స్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ యాక్షన్.
దుస్సంకల్పములు అనేటువంటి విత్తనములు నాటినప్పుడు ఇది మనకు ఒక విధమైన దుర్ఫలమునే మనకు లభిస్తుంటాయి.
ఇఫ్ యూ సో ద ఈవిల్ థాట్స్ యూ విల్ గెట్ ద ఈవిల్ ఫ్రూట్.
పాప పుణ్యములు అనేటువంటి యొక్క బీజములు నాటుకునేటువంటి యొక్క ప్రదేశమే ఈ దేహం అనే క్షేత్రము.
దిస్ ఫీల్డ్ ఈజ్ ద వన్ వేర్ యూ సో ద సీడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎయిదర్ ది సిన్ ఆర్ వర్చ్యూ.
లౌకిక ప్రపంచమునందు లౌకిక భూములు యందు మనం లౌకికంగా ఆచరించేటువంటి యొక్క దీనిలో సరైనటువంటి కాలము సరైనటువంటి స్థితిని మనం చూస్తూ ఉంటాం.
వెన్ ఎవర్ యూ అండర్టేక్ కల్టివేషన్ ఇన్ ది ఫీల్డ్స్ ఇన్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఫీల్డ్స్ యూ విల్ హావ్ టు సీ ది ప్రాపర్ టైం.
ఫలాని ఋతువునందు ఫలాని బీజములే నాటాలి చల్లాలి అనేటువంటి ఒక ఇది పద్ధతి ఉంటుండాలి.
ద డిఫరెంట్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ కల్టివేషన్ లైక్ సోయింగ్ సీడ్స్ విల్ డిపెండ్ అపాన్ ది సీజన్స్ అండ్ యూ అబ్జర్వ్ ఆల్ ది సీజన్.
ఏ క్షేత్రమునందు ఏ పంటను పెట్టాలి అనేటువంటి యొక్క నియమం కూడా ఉంటుండాలి.
అండ్ ఆల్సో దేర్ ఆర్ రూల్స్ విచ్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ క్రాప్ కెన్ బి రైజ్డ్ ఇన్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఫీల్డ్.
ఎప్పుడు పడితే అప్పుడంతా ఆ పొలంలో విత్తనం చల్లడానికి వీలు కాదు.
యూ కాంట్ గో ఆన్ సోయింగ్ ది సీడ్స్ ఇన్ సీజన్ అండ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ సీజన్ ఎనీ టైమ్ దట్ యు లైక్.
అది ఒక కాల నిర్ణీతమైనటువంటి ఒక దీనిని కలిగి ఉంటుంటారు.
ఇట్ ఈస్ రెగ్యులేటెడ్ బై సర్టన్ రూల్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్.
కానీ ఈ శరీరం అనేటువంటి పొలం లోపల ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ఒక నిర్ణీతమైనటువంటి కాలములు లేదు.
బట్ ఫర్ దిస్ బాడీ విచ్ విల్ బి కంపేర్ టు ద ఫీల్డ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో సచ్.
సర్వకాల సర్వావస్థలు ఎందు కూడాను దీనిని సాగు చేసేటువంటి యొక్క అనుకూలం కలిగి ఉంటుండాలి.
దిస్ ఫీల్డ్ కెన్ బి కల్టివేటెడ్ అండర్ ఆల్ టైమ్స్ అండర్ ఆల్ సర్కమ్స్టెన్సెస్.
రాత్రి పగలు కూడాను దీనిని సాగు చేసుకోవచ్చు.
త్రూ అవుట్ ద డే అండ్ నైట్ యూ కెన్ గో ఆన్ కల్టివేటింగ్ దిస్.
బాహ్య సంబంధమైనటువంటి పొలములు ఎందు విత్తనములు నాటినప్పుడు పంటలు పండవచ్చును లేకపోతే ఎండవచ్చును.
ఇన్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఫీల్డ్స్ అగ్రికల్చరల్ ఫీల్డ్స్ వెన్ యూ సో ద సీడ్స్ యూ మే గెట్ క్రాప్ ఆర్ యూ మే నాట్ గెట్ క్రాప్ ఆల్సో.
ఆశించినటువంటి యొక్క ఫలమును మనము పొందలేకపోవచ్చును.
యూ మే నాట్ రియలైజ్ యువర్ ఎక్స్పెక్టేషన్స్ ఇన్ ది ఫీల్డ్స్.
ఈ శరీరం అనేటువంటి దీని యందు నాటుకున్నటువంటి యొక్క సత్సంకల్పంలో దుస్సంకల్పం అనేటువంటి పంట ఏమి చేసినా ఇది తప్పేటువంటిది కాదు. ఆ ఫలము తప్పక అనుభవించవలసి వస్తుంది. ఆ ఫలము మనం అందుకోవలసి వస్తుంది.
ద స్పెషల్ ఫీచర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ యాజ్ ది ఫీల్డ్ ఈజ్ దట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ సీడ్స్ యూ సో గుడ్ డీడ్స్ గుడ్ థాట్స్ ఆర్ బ్యాడ్ థాట్స్
నూటికి నూరు పాళ్ళు పంట పండుతుంది.
యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ టు రీప్ ది ఫ్రూట్స్ 100%.
ఏమాత్రం కూడా 0.5% కూడా తక్కువ కాదు.
ది క్రాప్ కెన్ నెవర్ బి లెస్ ఈవెన్ బై 0.5%.
ఇది చేతు అది చేతు ఇంకెన్నియో చేతులనుచు ఊహలు వల్లి అలసిపోకు.
డోంట్ గెట్ టైర్డ్ అండ్ ఎగ్జాస్టెడ్ టెలింగ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు డూ దిస్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు డూ దాట్.
ఏ విత్తులను నాటి ఇచ్చోట నుంటిరో ఆ ఫలముల మీకు అందుచుండు.
బై సోయింగ్ వాట్ సీడ్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ బీన్ ఏబుల్ టు కమ్ టు దిస్ పర్టికులర్ ప్లేస్ అండ్ దాట్ ఈజ్ సర్టన్ ఇట్ డిపెండ్స్ ఇన్
టైమ్. ఒకటైన వేరైన ఫలములు లభించుటది ఎట్టు సాధ్యమగును.
హౌ కెన్ ది క్రాప్ బి డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సీడ్స్ విచ్ హ్యావ్ సోన్.
కనుక ఈ దేహం అనేటువంటి పొలమునందు ఏ విత్తనమును నాటుతున్నామో అదే పంటనే మనం అనుభవించవలసి వస్తుంది.
యు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు రీప్ ది ఫ్రూట్స్ అండ్ రైజ్ ది క్రాప్ డిపెండింగ్ అపాన్ ద సీడ్స్ విచ్ హావ్ సోన్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ.
కనుక పంట మన యొక్క సంకల్పంపై ఆధారపడి ఉంటుండాలి.
ద క్రాప్ డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ యువర్ ఓన్ థాట్ ప్రాసెస్.
పంట మన యొక్క కర్మలపైన ఆధారపడి ఉంటుండాలి.
ద క్రాప్ ఆల్సో డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ యువర్ ఓన్ యాక్షన్స్.
కనుక ఎట్టి సంకల్పంలో అట్టి పంట.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యువర్ థాట్స్ బి ద యాక్షన్స్ వుడ్ ఆల్సో బి ద సేమ్.
కనుక దేవ మందిరమైనటువంటి ఈ దేహమునందు సత్సంకల్పమైనటువంటి యొక్క బీజములే నాటుకోవటానికి తగినటువంటి అవకాశము.
యూ షుడ్ ఆల్వేస్ make efforts to sow good seeds in this field which is a temple of God.
దేవుని ఇష్టమొచ్చినట్టు దుర్వినియోగం చేసుకోరాదు.
You should not misuse this physical body in any way you like.
నీ ఇష్టానుసారం దానిని అనుభవించరాదు.
You should not go on enjoying in any way you like.
నిత్యానిత్య విషయ పరిశీలన సలిపి దీనిని సద్వినియోగం గావించుకోవాలి.
You should properly put to the good use based upon discrimination.
కనుక మనము ఈ దేహమును ఏ విధంగా వినియోగించుకోవాలి అనేటువంటి విచారణ అత్యవసరం.
ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఎసెన్షియల్ టు థింక్ అండ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హౌ టు యూజ్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఇన్ ఎ ప్రాపర్ వే.
దీనిని సద్వినియోగం భావించుకోవాలని ఆశించేటువంటి వారు
ద వన్ హూ ఆస్పైర్స్ టు పుట్ దిస్ బాడీ
సద్భావమును అభివృద్ధి గావించుకోవాలని ఆశించేటువంటి వారు
ద వన్ హూ ఆస్పైర్స్ టు ఆల్వేస్ హ్యావ్ గుడ్ థాట్స్
సత్ఫలమును మనం పొందాలని ఆశించేటువంటి వారు
ద వన్ హూ ఆస్పైర్స్ టు హ్యావ్ గుడ్ ఫ్రూట్
రెండు విధములైనటువంటి మార్గాన్ని తూచా మనం అనుభవించాలి.
దే విల్ హ్యావ్ టు అబ్జర్వ్ టూ మెథడ్స్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ అండ్ స్టిక్
ఆహార నియమము
దట్ ఈస్ ద
విహార నియమము ఈ రెండు కూడా అత్యవసరము.
ద కోడ్ రిలేటింగ్ టు ఫుడ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో టు హ్యాబిట్
ఆహార విహారములు ఇది సరి అయినటువంటి మార్గంలో మనం అనుభవించాలి.
We have to take food and we should have good habits.
ఎట్టి ఆహారమును మనం అందుకోవాలి, ఎట్టి ఆహారమును మనం స్వీకరించాలి అనేటువంటి విచారణ చేయాలి.
We should also think what type of food should we partake.
ఆకలి అయినప్పటికీ మనకు విరుద్ధమైన ఆహారాలు మనం భుజించరాదు.
Just because you have hunger, you should not satisfy it with any type of food.
సాత్విక ఆహారమును భుజించాలి.
You should always take సాత్విక్ ఫుడ్.
ఒక చిన్న ఉదాహరణ,
వన్ స్మాల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్.
మనం ఒక మంట వేస్తాము,
వీ జస్ట్ మేక్ ఎ స్మాల్,
ఎలాంటి కర్రలు దానిలో వేసి మంట వేస్తామో అలాంటి పొగనే అందు నుంచి ఆవిర్భవిస్తుంది.
ది ఫైర్ అండ్ ది స్మోక్ దట్ యు గెట్ డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ ద టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్యూయల్ దట్ యు యూస్.
గంధపు చెక్కలు వేస్తే సుగంధంగా వస్తుంది దాని పొగ.
ఇఫ్ యూ యూజ్ శాండల్వుడ్ యాజ్ ది ఫ్యూయల్ యు గెట్ ద స్మెల్ అండ్ ద స్మోక్.
ఇంకా దుర్గంధంతో చేరినటువంటి కర్రలు వేసినప్పుడు అది దుర్గంధమే మనకు అందిస్తుంది.
ఆన్ ది అదర్ హ్యాండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ యూజ్ ఫ్యూయల్ విచ్ ఎమిట్స్ బ్యాడ్ స్మెల్ ఇట్ ది
ఎట్టి మంటనో అట్టి పొగ.
ది స్మోక్ డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ ద టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఫైర్ దట్ ఈస్ దేర్.
ఎట్టి పొగనో అట్టి మేఘము.
ది క్లౌడ్స్ డిపెండ్ అపాన్ ద టైప్ ఆఫ్ స్మోక్.
ఎట్టి మేఘమో అట్టి నీరు.
ద వాటర్ డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ ద టైప్ ఆఫ్ క్లౌడ్స్.
ఎట్టి నీరు అట్టి వర్షము.
ద రెయిన్ డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ ద టైప్
ఎట్టి వర్షము అట్టి పంట.
ద క్రాప్ డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ ద టైప్ ఆఫ్
ఎట్టి పంటను అట్టి వంట.
ద ఫుడ్ దట్ ఈస్ ప్రిపేర్డ్ డిపెండ్స్ అపాన్ ద క్రాప్
ఎట్టి వంటను అట్టి తల తలంపు వల్ల వస్తుంది.
ది థాట్స్ అండ్ ది హెడ్ డిపెండ్ అపాన్ ద టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్.
కనుక మనం భుజించేటువంటి ఆహారంను పురస్కరించుకుని మన తలంపులు మంచి చెడ్డలుగా మారుతున్నాయి.
ఆల్ ది థాట్స్ గుడ్ ఆర్ బ్యాడ్ కమ్ ఆన్ ది బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫుడ్ దట్ యు టేక్.
ఆహార నియమము అత్యవసరము ఈ దేహమునకు.
దేర్ఫోర్ యు షుడ్ స్ట్రిక్ట్లీ అబ్జర్వ్ ద కోడ్ రిలేటింగ్ టు ద ఫుడ్.
దేహశుద్ధి జలముతో జరుగుతుంది.
యూ కెన్ ప్యూరిఫై ది బాడీ విత్ వాటర్.
మనశుద్ధి అనేటువంటి సత్యంతో జరుగుతుంది.
యూ కెన్ ప్యూరిఫై ది మైండ్ విత్ ద ట్రూత్.
కనుక సత్య మార్గమైనటువంటి ఒక ఆహారం మనం భుజించినప్పుడే సత్య సంకల్పం మనలో ఆవిర్భవిస్తుంటాయి.
దేర్ఫోర్ వెన్ యూ పార్టేక్ ఫుడ్ విచ్ ఇస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ద ట్రూత్ ది థాట్స్ ఆల్సో విల్ బి అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ద ట్రూత్.
కనుక ఈ పవిత్రమైనటువంటి దైవ మందిరంగా విశ్వసింపబడినటువంటి ఈ దేహమునందు మత్తు పదార్థం ఏమాత్రము మనం స్వీకరించరాదు.
After believing this physical body as the temple of God, you should not partake any intoxicating
food. రజోగుణ సంబంధమైన ఆహారమును మనం స్వీకరించరాదు.
You should not also partake food which is filled with
ఈ ఆహార నియమం ఏమిటి?
What is this code?
ఏది సాత్వికము అని మనం నిర్ణయించాలి.
How can we decide what is సాత్విక్ ఫుడ్?
ఏదో ఫలములు పాలు భుజించటం సాత్వికమని భావిస్తున్నాము.
We are under the mistaken notion taking fruits and milk is sattvic food.
అంత మాత్రమే కాదు సాత్వికము.
That is not confined only to that.
మనము ఫలములు పాలు ఇవంతా కేవలం ఒక్క ఇంద్రియముతో మాత్రమే అనుభవిస్తున్నాము.
The milk and the fruits are enjoyed only by one sense organ.
దేహము పంచేంద్రియములతో కూడినటువంటిది.
The physical body is consisting of five sense organs.
శబ్ద స్పర్శ రూప రస గంధము.
That is the sound, touch,
manaku mukku untundali,
smell and
chevulu untundali,
we got nose,
noru untundali, కన్నులు ఉంటుండాలి,
ఐస్
చేతులు ఉంటుండాలి, చేతులు స్పర్శ.
హ్యాండ్స్ ఆర్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ టచ్.
రూపము కన్నులతో చూడగలదు.
ది ఫార్మ్ కెన్ బి సీన్ బై ది ఐ.
శబ్దమును చెవులతో వినగలదు.
ది సౌండ్ కెన్ బి హర్డ్ బై ది
గంధమును ముక్కుతో వాసన చూడగలదు.
ద స్మెల్ కెన్ బి.
ఈ విధంగా పంచేంద్రియములతో కూడినటువంటి ఈ దేహమును ఒక్క ఇంద్రియము ద్వారా ఫలము పాలు భుజించినంత మాత్రం సాత్వికమవుతుందా?
వెన్ ది బాడీ ఈజ్ కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్, ఇఫ్ యూ పార్టేక్ సాత్విక్ ఫుడ్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ వన్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్,
భుజించే ఆహారము పంచేంద్రియముతో చేరుతుంటుంది.
సో ఆల్ ది ఫుడ్ దట్ యు పార్టేక్ త్రూ దీస్ ఫైవ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ మస్ట్ బి సాత్విక్.
Very, very strong and beautiful analogy about the body being like a field.
Correct. There, Swami actually starts off with that.
Right.
Kshetra, Kshetra.
Because Kshetra also means a pilgrim center as much as it also means a field.
Field.
Where you, you know, plow and you sow the seeds. And you know, a major part of this particular discourse clipping, Swami talks of the concept of karma. And you know, one thing which is very, very strongly established here is, and what Swami has told in other places is, you know, karma and the action-reaction cycle is not like mathematics. And Swami would say, you put 500 rupees in the bank today, you remove 300 rupees, and you know the 200 rupees is left. Swami says, karma is not like that.
Okay.
You do bad, you have to reap the bad.
Okay.
You do good, you have to reap the good. There is no cancellation.
Correct.
And because this is a belief among people, you know, they do charity, they do dharmam. They think that, yeah, this will, you know, make up for my whatever irregularities in my business or irregularities in my other aspects of life.
That's exactly what people think when they go to a temple and I have donated so much money to this temple and so all my shortcomings. You know, there's a very humorous story Swami narrates. I don't know how perfectly it fits in here, but it just came to my mind. There is one person who says, Lord, please help me win a lottery. Okay. So he says, if I win this lottery, I'll give you 50%. Okay. And he prays to Lord Venkateshwara. And then he applies for that lottery. Then by God's grace, he actually wins the lottery. Now he's sitting with the money. And then he looks at Lord Venkateshwara and says, after all, do you need money? Is there any scarcity for money? There is so much money with you. Then he says, no, but I have given my word. I will keep up my word. So he thought of another method. He said, okay, see God, where are you? You are up in the heaven. I will take my money. I will take all of it, 100% I will take. And I will just throw it in the air. You take how much ever you want. Whatever falls down is mine. So he says, earlier I told you I'll give you only 50%. Now I'm giving you the entire amount. So he takes the entire amount and he throws it up and the whole amount falls down and now he's satisfied. So what it means to say is, when you try to satisfy yourself, just do anything and then you know, satisfy yourself saying that no, what I've done is true. Similar is the attitude of people who think that if I go and donate something and do some charity, all my sins will be atoned for.
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, that's the statement which Swami is making here. That is the advantage, and of course, in quotes and brackets, disadvantage of this body compared to an agricultural field.
Correct.
Because in a field, you may get the crop, you may not get the crop.
It may be
proportional to the...
I'm sure the farmers facing the drought, definitely, they can understand this.
But Swami says, but the human body is a perfect field.
Correct.
Whatever you sow, you will reap it.
Correct.
And to that same amount, they were not... You know, not even 10% lesser.
He goes to say cent person, 100%. This is an immutable law. So from there, Swami moves on very beautifully to what are the factors that affect the body, what directly impacts. So then he says aharam and viharam, that is food
and habits.
And habits. So now Swami has started going to the details of aharam. And
you know, Swami is also establishing a very beautiful connect between the physical and the mental. It is not like, you know, you can keep this separate from that. Swami is saying what you sow here will also be reaped in the mental level.
Correct.
And what you sow in the mental level, also the body also faces the consequences.
That whole cycle of how the firewood and the cloud and then that forms the rain. So that whole cycle, and in fact, that's in a way one of the reasons why yajnas were performed.
Absolutely.
And because that holy smoke that goes and makes the cloud.
In fact, Swami is making that very statement here. Very beautifully,
correct.
Swami is saying the smoke forms the cloud gives the water is used for the crop.
Correct.
And the crop is, what crop you get is what you cook, and what you cook is what the head is made of. You know, very, very clearly establishing why this, you know, the concept of yajnas and yagas and why it was such an important thing in those days, and why even during Swami's, you know, mission, Swami gave it a very important role.
Dashara, for example.
Absolutely.
Without fail, for so many decades it was done here.
And you know, one might think that that is ritualistic worship.
Mm-hmm.
Here Swami is talking about Advaita. Swami is talking about something which is absolutely esoteric, and there it is ritualistic.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it is all so well interconnected.
Correct.
And even when Swami is telling here, you know, even when Swami says when you eat the food, and Swami is making that beautiful point where, you know, just like how you cleanse the food which you eat with water.
Correct.
Cleanse the food which goes to the mind with truth.
Truth. Amazing.
And you know, the point which you made last week, saying that Swami's eye is always on the truth.
Correct.
And even when Swami did something ritualistic like the Dashara Yajnam or the Atirudh Mahayajnam, Swami's focus was on the truth.
Correct.
On making as many people as possible see that truth.
In fact, Swami even says, to drive home this point, he says, Bhavati Bhiksham Dehi. When a beggar comes, he is asking Bhavati Bhiksham Dehi. He is addressing the Dehi. He is not addressing you. He is addressing the Dehi you give.
Amazing.
The. So that is one very beautiful point. And Swami also says, here he says, so we have come to a phase where he has gone into the Ahara and Vihara which affect the body. But just speaking about the body itself, Swami has also said in several discourses, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. What is the ideal offering you have to give to the Lord? He says, Patram is the body.
Which is otherwise, you know, grossly translated as leaf.
Leaf. Patram is leaf in Sanskrit, but it actually means you offer your body. And body with pure actions, that is the ideal offering to the Lord. Pushpam, the flower, is a purified heart, a heart which has love towards all beings, purified heart. Phalam is the mind which is either otherwise translated as fruit, is so the mind which does not focus on the fruits of action. You know, that is the kind of mind that one has to offer to the Lord. And Toyam is the tears of joy.
Tears of joy.
Water. So this is the ideal offering that we have. You know, speaking of this Sattvic Ahar that Swami is mentioning here, there have been many Ganesh Chaturthi discourses, if I remember right, where Swami speaks about, you know, the kind of food that's prepared during Ganesh Chaturthi. All items are actually steamed.
Steamed.
And Swami speaks a lot about how that is the Sattvic food.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm really fascinated by that statement. No? The body is cleansed by water.
Water, yeah.
The mind has to be cleansed by truth.
Truth. That's really
very,
powerful.
Very, very powerful statement. And I know, I mean, it's very, very interesting because just this morning we were talking about a certain incident. Maybe I'm just inspired to repeat that again. One of our lecturers, you know, once was telling us in our class that among all Swami's teachings, he wanted to take up one teaching and follow it, because Swami always says, at least pick up one message of mine and stick to it. So he said, which is the easiest one? And he said, don't waste food. This seems to be the most practically simple and easy one.
Okay.
So he said, I can follow that.
And
he said how within a few days when Swami gave a discourse, Swami explained what is food. Swami said, mouth is just one organ among the many.
Correct.
How can only that which goes through the mouth be food?
Now he was caught. He could not.
He said, everything that goes in.
That's exactly what Swami says here.
This is what Swami is saying. You know, it's easy to stick to a vegan kind of a diet where you don't eat cooked food, or, you know, if you don't eat meat, you. But Swami is telling that alone is not sattvic food. Again, Swami is saying that, you know, what you think also affects the body, what you eat also affects the mind.
And every sense organ, what you take in through every sense, that is food. You know, here I think Swami in his, the rest of the discourse will actually go more into it. But drishti, which Swami always points out, the sight, says it's very, very critical. And, you know, many times he has told that television, for example, is, we hear the common thing, Swami puns on the word television, is television.
Visham.
But I believe in 1996, during the Shankranti discourse, Swami actually mentioned that TV is like a honey-coated knife. That was a new analogy Swami used. It's like a honey-coated knife. You're happily licking at the honey, but there's a knife underneath. I think Swami will come to that segment about drishti. So you think it's good to go on to the next
segment? Yeah, shall we go to the next thing? Where actually Swami is going on to continue with this, the various organs being actually mediums through which we consume.
Correct.
కన్నులతో పవిత్ర దృష్టి అనేటువంటి యొక్క సాత్విక ఆహారాన్ని భుజించాలి.
యూ హ్యావ్ టు లుక్ ఓన్లీ అట్ సేక్రెడ్ సైట్స్ త్రూ ఐస్.
అంతేకాని కన్నులు ఉన్నవి కదా అని ఇష్ట ప్రకారం మనం చూడకూడదు.
జస్ట్ బికాస్ యూ హ్యావ్ గాట్ ఐస్ యూ కెనాట్ గో ఆన్ సీయింగ్. దీంతో
అనేక ప్రమాదములు కూడా గురి కావచ్చును.
ఇట్ లీడ్స్ యూ టు మెనీ డేంజరస్ సిచ్యుయేషన్స్.
కనుక పవిత్రమైన భావంతోనే ఈ దృష్టిని మనం ఉపయోగించుకోవాలి.
ఫిల్ యువర్ విజన్ విత్ సేక్రెడ్ థాట్.
కానీ ఈనాటి యువకులు ఎందు కీచక దృష్టి అభివృద్ధి అవుతుంటారు.
బట్ టుడేస్ యూత్ ఆర్ డెవలపింగ్ కీచకాస్ విజన్.
ఈ కీచక దృష్టికి తగినటువంటి ఫలితము తనను బ్రద్దలు కొట్టుకోవటమే.
ది రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ సచ్ కీచకాస్ విజన్,
కీచకుడికి ఏ ఫలితమైంది? భీముడు గదం తీసుకుని తనను విరగొట్టాడు.
వాట్ హ్యాపెన్ టు కీచక?
దృష్టి దోషం ఏమాత్రం కూడా కలగరాదు.
Therefore, we should not have a defective
faculty.
This is an extremely essential thing for students.
పవిత్రమైన భావంతో దృష్టిని, భగవత్ భావంతో దృష్టిని చూచినప్పుడే ఆ యొక్క కన్నుల యొక్క ఆహారము చక్కగా సాత్వికమైన ఆహారంగా ఉంటుంది.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ యూ లుక్ అట్ థింగ్స్ విత్ ఎ సేక్రెడ్ ఫీలింగ్, విత్ ఎ డివైన్ ఫీలింగ్, యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు గెట్ ఎ డివైన్ లుక్.
చివరకు కొన్ని ఆహారం అత్యవసరము.
అండ్ సిమిలర్ ఈజ్ ది ఫుడ్ ఫర్
పవిత్రమైన విషయాలే మనం వినాలి.
We should always hear good
దైవ సంబంధమైన విషయాలే మనం శ్రవణం చేయాలి.
We should always listen to things associated with God.
ఇతరుల యొక్క సంతోష వార్తలను మనం స్వీకరించాలి.
We should always hear things which are happy about others.
ఈ విధంగా శ్రవణ దోషము లేకుండా మనం సాధ్యమైనంత వరకు చూసుకోవాలి.
We should always protect ourselves from
దోషరహితమైనటువంటి యొక్క శ్రవణాన్ని మనం స్వీకరించాలి.
We should listen to things which are free from
ఈ ఇంద్రియ ద్వారా సాత్విక ఆహారాన్ని మనం ఆరగించినట్టు అవుతుంది.
దెన్ ఓన్లీ వీ కెన్ సే దట్ వీ హావ్ పార్టేకన్ త్రూ ఇయర్స్ సాత్విక్ ఫుడ్.
మన ముక్కుల ద్వారా సుగంధమును మాత్రమే స్వీకరించాలి.
త్రూ అవర్ నోస్ వీ డ్ ఆల్వేస్ స్మెల్.
దుర్గంధమును స్వీకరించినప్పుడు ఆరోగ్యం ఇంట్లో దెబ్బ తగులుతుంది.
గుడ్ అండ్ విత్ గుడ్ పర్ఫ్యూమ్స్ నాట్
ఇంతే కాకుండా ఈ యొక్క స్వీకరించేటువంటి గాలి లోపల అనేక క్రిములు కూడా చేరుతుంటాయి.
వెన్ యూ inhale, so many types of germs go into
aarogyanni chedagotteetunti oka gaalini manam pilchukoraadu.
We should not inhale such which will spoil your health.
Vishalamaina pradeshamundu pavitramainatunti gaalini manam sweekarinchali.
You should always go to a very a playground or something like that and inhale.
Manam chetulato kudunu oka aaharanni sweekarinchali.
With hands also, we should always take good
food. దోషరహితమైనటువంటి కర్మలు ఆచరించాలి.
ఆల్ అవర్ యాక్షన్స్ మస్ట్ బి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఎనీ.
అప్పుడే ఇది దైవ మందిరంగా రూపొందుతుంది.
దెన్ ఓన్లీ అవర్ బాడీ వుడ్ బి ఎ టెంపుల్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
దోషము, దృష్టి దోషము, శ్రవణ దోషము, మనస్దోషము, క్రియాదోషము, ఈ పంచదోషములు మనం దూరం చేసినప్పుడు మనమే పరమాత్మగా మారుతాం.
వెన్ వీ ఫ్రీ అవర్ సెల్స్ ఫ్రమ్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ డిఫెక్ట్స్, డిఫెక్టివ్ టాక్, defective vision, defective listening, defective smelling and defective action,
pancha doshamu nindinatvanti ee yokka ee dehanni pavitra aaharam swikaristunnanani paalu pallu swikarinchinatta matramana adi sattvika aaharam kaadu.
When you are having all these five types of defective sensual partaking of
ee panchendriyam dwara kodanu sattvika ani manam anubhavinchali.
should always partake of, through all these five sense organs, only sattvic food.
కనుకనే ఈ దేహం అనేటువంటి మందిరమునకు ఐదు ద్వారములు ఉంటున్నవి.
This physical body, which is a temple, has got five doors.
ఈ ద్వారములు ఎందుకోసం నిర్మించారు?
Why are these five doors given to the
దైవ దర్శన నిమిత్తమై ప్రవేశించేటువంటి యొక్క దివ్య భక్తుల నిమిత్తం ఏర్పడినటువంటివి?
Because this physical body is meant for
దేవమునకు దేవాలయమునకు అనేక ద్వారములు ఉంటుంటాయి.
For temples there may be number.
ఈ ద్వారములో భక్తులే ప్రవేశిస్తుంటారు, కానీ అన్యులు ప్రవేశించడానికి వీలుండదు.
To all the doors of the temple, only devotee is center.
ఒక చిన్న ఉదాహరణ.
None else enter. Here is an example.
మనం ఒక ఇల్లు కట్టుకున్నాం.
We have built a house.
చక్కగా సుందరంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
It is beautiful.
మనం అనేక ద్వారములు పెట్టుకున్నాము.
We have put number of
doors. ఈ ద్వారములు ఎందుకోసం నిర్మించుకున్నాం?
Why have we put these?
మనము, మన బంధువులు, మన వారు అందులో ప్రవేశించటము, వెలుపల పోవటము ఈ అనుకూల నిమిత్తమే ద్వారములు పెంచుకున్నాం.
We have put so many doors for our own benefit and for enabling our own relatives and friends.
ద్వారము ఉన్నవి కదని గాడులు, పందులు, కుక్కలు అన్నింటినీ లోపల ప్రవేశింపజేస్తామా?
Or the doors meant for leaving pigs, donkeys and all sorts of animals inside the house?
కాదు కాదు, అలాంటి ప్రవేశింపరానటువంటివి ఏమైనా అక్కడ వచ్చినప్పుడు ద్వారమును బంధిస్తాం.
The moment such animals are likely to enter the house, you close the door and save your
ప్రవేశించదగినటువంటి వారు వచ్చినప్పుడే దాని ద్వారములు మనం తెరుస్తాము.
We open the doors only when people who are worthy of entering the house.
ఈ దేహం అనేటువంటి దేవాలయం యొక్క ద్వారములు మనము పవిత్రమైనటువంటి వాటికి మాత్రమే ప్రవేశించడానికి తగిన అవకాశం అందించాలి.
Similar is the situation with this body. The doors of the body must be kept open only for sacred
అప్పుడే ఇది దేవాలయం అనేటువంటి యొక్క సార్థక నామాన్ని అందుకోగలదు.
Then only this physical body can be
అప్పుడే క్షేత్రం అనేటువంటి సార్థక నామం కూడా చెల్లుతుంది.
Then only we can call this body justifiably as a temple of God.
ఇది ఒక క్షేత్రం, క్షేత్రం అని అనుకుంటే ఇది క్షేత్రానికి విరుద్ధమైనటువంటి మార్గం అనుసరించినప్పుడు ఇది క్షేత్రం కానేరదు.
By merely calling this physical body as a temple, if it is not properly used, it is not justified by calling it.
ఆహారము అత్యవసరము ఈ యొక్క దేహం యొక్క సద్వినియోగానికి.
For the protection and use of this physical body, food is very essential.
ఇంకా విహారము.
Then habits.
మనము ఏ విధంగానటువంటి ప్రదేశములకు మనం వెళ్లాలి, ఏ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క వాతావరణంలో మనం జీవించాలి అనేటువంటి విషయాన్ని చక్కగా మనం విచారించాలి.
We should also deliberate and come to a conclusion to what type of place should we go.
ఎట్టి వారితో మనం సంబంధ బాంధవ్యాన్ని మనం కలుసుకోవాలి,
విత్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్
పెంచుకోవాలి,
విత్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ షుడ్ వీ హ్యావ్ సమ్ రిలేషన్షిప్.
దుష్టంగంతో మనం ఏమాత్రము దూరంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
We should never be associated with evil
ones. We
should keep such wicked people at arm's length.
కారణం ఏమనగా ఎట్టి సంఘమును అనుభవిస్తామో అట్టి భావములే మనలో ఆవిర్భవిస్తాయి.
The reason is all sorts of thoughts depend on
the tell me your company, I shall tell you what you are.
It is in this
context. నీవు ఎలాంటి సంఘంతో కూడి ఉంటావో అలాంటి వాడిగా నీవు తయారవుతావు.
As you, what you are going to be depends upon the company, it is said. Tell me your company, I'll tell you what type of person you are.
Kanuka dushtangamunu duranga unchali.
Keep the wicked company at a distance.
Taginatvanti yokka aacharana yende deenni sadvinyogam cheyali.
Use the body properly and put
kali ee naati yuvakulu dushtangamu chaala abhiruchiga untadi.
Today's people are very fond of evil company, bad company.
దుష్కర్మంలో ప్రవేశించడం చాలా సులభంగా ప్రవేశిస్తున్నారు.
It is easy to enter and make friends with bad people and
దురాచారములు చాలా సులభంగా జరుపుతున్నారు.
It is the today's youth are undertaking to do bad deeds very easily.
ఇది మానవ దేహమునకు సరైనటువంటి యొక్క విలువ కాదు.
This is not a proper value given to the physical body, which is so
జంతునాం నరజన్మ దుర్లభము. ఇంత దుర్లభమైనటువంటి మానవ జన్మ వ్యక్తి కూడాను మనం ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క పెడమార్గంలో పట్టటము ఇది మానవత్వానికి ఒక తీరని లోటు.
ఆఫ్టర్ బీయింగ్ బోర్న్ యాజ్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ సో సీక్రెట్ టు యూజ్ ది టైమ్ అండ్ ది బాడీ ఫర్ రాంగ్ థింగ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రాదర్ ఎ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ షేమ్.
పవిత్ర ఋషులందరూ కూడాను ఈ దేహం చేత సత్కర్మలు ఆచరించే నిమిత్తమై భగవత్ చింతనను చేసే నిమిత్తమై ఏకాంతమైన ప్రదేశమునకు వెళ్లి అక్కడ తపస్సులు ఆచరిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
That is why the ancient rishis and ascetics used to go to forests to keep themselves away from bad company and used to do penance.
Kani naa uddesham adi kudanu oka balaheenate.
In my own view, even that is a type of weakness.
ఒక చిన్న ఉదాహరణ,
వన్ స్మాల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్.
నీవు కోపాన్ని జయించాలి అని సంకల్పించుకున్నావు.
యూ హావ్ రిజాల్వ్ దట్ యు వాంట్ టు కాంకర్ యాంగర్.
ఈ కోపాన్ని జయించాలి అని సంకల్పించుకున్నప్పుడు నీవు అరణ్యంలో పోయి కూర్చొని ఎన్ని సంవత్సరములు నీ తపస్సు చేసినా ఈ కోపం జయించలేవు.
If you want to conquer anger, if you go to a forest where no one dwells, you will not be able to achieve.
ఈ కోపమునకు కారణం ఏమిటి అని విచారించాలి.
You have to find out the cause for anger.
ఏ స్థానంలో నీకు కోపం ఆవిర్భవిస్తుండాలి?
Under what circumstances do you become angry?
జనసమూహములోనే కోపం ఆవిర్భవిస్తుండాలి.
Only in the midst of people you are likely to become angry.
కనుక నీవు జనసమూహమునందే ఉంటుండి ఆ కోపాన్ని నీవు అరికట్టడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి. కానీ ఏ జన సమూహములైనటువంటి అరణ్యంలో పోయి కోపాన్ని అరికట్టినాననుకుంటే అది నీ భ్రమనగానే ఉంటుంటుంది.
బై రిమైనింగ్ ఇన్ ది మిడ్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ ఇఫ్ యూ కాంకర్ యాంగర్ యు ఆర్ రియల్లీ కాంకర్.
అరణ్యంలో ఉండినంత వరకు శాంతంగా ఉండవచ్చును.
బై మియర్లీ గోయింగ్ టు ఫారెస్ట్ యు,
కానీ తిరిగి నీవు గ్రామంలో ప్రవేశించినప్పటికీ అది సిద్ధమ సుమతి అని ప్రవేశిస్తుంది.
As long as you are in the forest, you might have conquered anger. The moment you enter into the village, the anger overtakes you.
Kanuka mana indriyanni arikattalanukunnappudu idi oka kathinamainatundi tapassu ga gaani indriya nigrama kosam ememo prayatnam ga ivanni kuda kevalam bhramalu.
If you really want to achieve victory and conquer your sense organs, all types of these rigorous approaches are
deham yokka rahasyanni chakkaga manu gurtinchinappudu avi sulabhanga manu arikattavachu.
If you can understand the subtleties of this physical body, you will be able to conquer
deham yokka rahasyanni gurtinchakunda enni rakamainatundi prayatnalu chesinappudikini idi prayojanam undadu.
Without understanding the mystery and the subtle secrets of the physical body, whatever efforts you do, it would be a waste.
Manu kotta car konnamante aa car ni e vidhanga vinyoginchali, etta start cheyali, ekkada petrol veyyali, ekkada oil veyyali, ekkada brake otta, ivanni chakkaga manu gurtinchinappude aa car sadvinyogam avutundi.
Suppose you buy a new car, only when you recognize how to use that particular car, where is the brake, where is the steering and where to put the petrol.
Na santam dabbu betti nenu car konnanu.
I have put my own money
on registration ayindi.
It is registered in my name.
Na car vanni neevu steering lo kurchoni ishtam vachinattu drive chesthe neeku pramadame, baita variki pramadame.
Just because it is your own car, if you use the steering in the wrong way, you are going to cause damage to
car ainappatikini neevu danini etta vinyoginchali aneetundi oka vidhanani neevu mottamoda telusukovali nerchukovali.
You might be the owner, but you should know how to use it properly. And in what way you can use it to get the maximum benefit out of this car.
Kanuka aa vidhamainatundi yokka vinyoginchukune vidhanam telisukunda potam chetane ee vidhamainatundi kashtanashtamulaku guri avutunnadu manavudu.
Man is becoming and facing so many problems because
aneka pramadamulaku ashantiki guri avutunnadu manavudu.
And he is also becoming a victim of lack of peace and
aneka rogamulaku guri avutunnadu manavudu.
And also he is becoming a victim of disease.
Okkati matram manam chakkaga gurtinchali.
One thing you should properly
దైవ నిర్ణయానికి ఎవరికూడా నువ్వు విరుద్ధం చేయడానికి వీలు కాదు.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ టు గో
అగేనిస్ట్
గాడ్స్ విల్ కెనాట్ బి.
ఆ శాసనంను మార్చుకోవడానికి ఎవరికి వీలు కాదు.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ ఫార్ ఎనీ పర్సన్ టు గో అగేనిస్ట్ ది లా ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్.
Once again, you know, the flow of advice and you know, it's not just advice. But so going so much into the detail and, you know, literally bringing it apart and saying this is why this is important, this is why this is important.
This is so logical and so scientific. True. Especially when he says, what's the point in going and sitting in the forest and trying to conquer anger?
And very beautiful. And in fact, you know, even as Swami was making that point and giving the analogy of a car, and the other thing which Swami used to say is, yeah, your car will be good if it is in the garage. But that is not what it is meant for. So when you say that is why you should not simply go and sit in the forest and try to maintain this body and senses which is given to you. It is meant for the society, and in the society it has to be kept in prime, you know, it should be maintained. And another thing which I think I missed that point in the previous clip, when Swami is saying, when I say that this body is a field, it means at a certain season, a certain crop has to be you know, planted. And there are certain things which have to be done in a certain season. And I think that is also another point which Swami always emphasized, even if you look at the way Swami had brought up the students. Swami would say that, you know, many people, even I think you also would have faced that question when we go back to our native places, people will ask, why should Swami have a boys' college? Why should there should be only a girls' college?
Mm-hmm.
Why Swami doesn't like co-ed?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Swami would always say that, see, this period when you're a student
mm-hmm.
is meant for study.
Okay.
Is meant for pursuits which mm-hmm. are meant for this. Swami would say that youth, the mind is very, very sharp, very, very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why it is called Brahmacharya.
Mm-hmm.
The time when you have to think about the Brahman.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be able to do that better. And it is not that, you know, a married life or a grihastha life is not,
mm-hmm.
is something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not meant at this season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do harvesting only in the season when the harvesting is supposed to be. You can
right.
give water only when you're supposed to give water.
Mm-hmm. See, he starts this segment with the food for different organs, as the food that you take in through different organs. Then he starts with the sight, and as we discussed before we started this clip, Swami gave a lot of importance to good vision.
Swami would say, yatha drishti tata srishti.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What you see mm-hmm. is what you believe is the world.
Correct. Correct. It's and he would again give that example of wearing colored glasses as well.
Right.
So, drishti he would give a lot of importance, and even on a day-to-day practical sense, when Swami would come out from the interview room, you know, I'm talking of the days when we were sitting on the veranda.
Right.
And we are sitting there on the veranda facing the interview room. And the moment Swami opens the door, if he sees any of the boys looking this side and looking here and there, or exchanging comments this way, that way, he would immediately come and, you know, he would be very strict about it. He would admonish them, saying, don't look here and there. You know, when Swami came to the studio,
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what he said in 2002. Don't waste energy. Energy is not, he says, what you see, what you talk, what you do, everything is energy. So that's how he said, that is the food. That is the energy got from the food that is partaken through different organs. Don't waste that.
And Swami is very clearly saying the Kichaka Drishti.
Drishti, yeah.
Kichaka is, for those who are not aware, is a character in Mahabharata,
mm-hmm.
you know, who looks at Draupadi in a very lustful manner.
Yes.
When the Pandavas are in, during their Agnyadvas.
Yes.
So, and Bhima goes and finishes off this mm-hmm. character called Kichaka. Swami is saying, if you have Kichaka Drishti, you will have the fate of Kichaka.
Correct. You know, there's one very subtle point, but very nicely Swami says, You must perform only good actions with your hands, befitting the appellation of a temple used for the body. I mean, the reason why you need to take in good food through your senses, the reason why you need to see good, the reason why you need to hear only good, is because the body is a temple.
Absolutely. And so beautifully Swami is saying it's a temple with five doors.
Correct.
And who should be allowed inside the temple? Only those who wish to worship the deity within.
Correct. And that example of you build your own house,
right.
And then you have...
exactly. And you know, very clearly Swami is saying the senses are not only doors
mm-hmm.
which are meant for input,
mm-hmm.
they are also doors meant for regulation.
Correct, correct. That's the point. Yes. You know, here, after this, where Swami is speaking about aharam, the food through the different senses, he comes to viharam. And, you know, Swami has spoken in so many discourses about behavior and about company. And he has given many examples. But, you know, one example which really comes to mind right now is he talks about the famous writer, I think his name is Premchand.
Right, Hindi
about
writer.
About the two sons. You know that story, because Swami would say that he had two sons and they were studying in Allahabad. And their parents went there. To see their sons.
Swami says they're actually traveling somewhere.
Exactly.
They call the sons to the railway station so
correct.
That they can meet them en route.
There. Exactly. And the elder son immediately falls at the feet of the parents and takes the blessing, while the younger one is, Swami says, puts his hands in the pocket and looks up and says, "Hi, mom. Hi, dad." I suppose he would say, "Hi, mom and hi, dad." But they didn't really mind it. They blessed the elder son and they spoke nicely to the younger one. The moment the train started going, the father said, "See, I'm really worried about the younger one." And the mother said, "See, don't be worried. He's too young and he doesn't know this." He says, then the father says, "I'm not worried because he didn't bow down. But I'm worried that he has lost the opportunity to get the parents' blessings. And without blessing of parents, how can you do well in life?" And that's exactly what happened in his life later on. Because Swami says that the young elder one was very sincere and very respectful to parents and had a lot of humility. Vinayam, which Swami says is a mark of good education. And he went on to become a lawyer in the court. And the younger one, who spent his time and had wrong company and who lived with wrong company, ended up as a clerk in the same high court. And Swami said the elder one got the salutations from everybody, while the younger one had to salute everybody.
So just holding on to that analogy of the body being the temple. You know, in ancient days, mm-hmm. even now if you see some of the kings and emperors who mm-hmm. are very, very well known and well respected are those who actually built so many temples.
Okay.
So in a society, they had a good standing when they built temples.
Correct.
And even after the monarchy period was over, mm-hmm. the rich people, you know, there is a saying in South where they say, if you are rich enough, the seva you should do to the society is build a temple.
Mm.
And if you're not so well off, then they say you can do Narayan seva.
It was also like a hub. No, the temple was a hub of
absolutely.
Life.
It's supposed to be the way you benefit the society, when you give them a temple.
Mm.
And if you think the body is a temple, the parents who actually have given you this body, which is a temple, they are like those emperors who are worthy of respect.
Very true. Very
because they have given you this temple which is worth respecting and which is worth fostering.
Correct. You know, here when Swami says, trying to control your anger in the forest is not the way to do it. Aren't you really drawn to what happened in the Gita? Because it's in the battlefield. It's not somewhere, you know, sitting on a sofa, stretching your legs and thinking, okay, someday will come when I'll control my anger or when I'll do this. It's there on the spot, in the battlefield, when Krishna advises Arjuna. It is a yes or no situation. And if we think that every second of our life, we are in that state, and every action that we do, is it a yes or no? And then if you follow Swami's advice, I think that's exactly what Swami is trying to
do. Just reminded of a beautiful quote which says, if you pray to God for patience, He's not going to give you patience in a platter. He's going to create situations where you can show patience.
Oh, okay.
If you ask God for strength, He's not going to come and shower strength on you. He's going to give you situations where you can show strength and by which you can actually develop that strength. And literally, you know, that analogy was Swami saying, if you want to, there's a story which Swami used to say. There's a man who's known for his ill temper, and one day he tells his wife, "I'm going to the forest and I'm going to conquer temper and come back." And nobody can recreate the humor with which Swami would say that. And Swami would say he comes back after a few years and there's a glow on his face and there is that benign smile, and he says, "You know what, I've conquered temper." So the wife says, "Oh really? I mean, are you sure that you've conquered temper?" "Yeah, I've conquered temper."
Yeah.
And she says, "No, I don't believe. You really conquered temper?" Says, "Yeah, I've conquered temper." "No, I don't believe. I mean, you really don't get angry?" And she flares up and says, "Yes, I've conquered my temper."
And then
a moment later he realizes that, you know, that is not the way. And Swami says, the temper gets flared only when in company. And that is the place best to learn to control it.
You know, when Swami was actually mentioning about the ideal way is to come back and live in society and do practice what you are actually looking forward to in life, I am reminded of Nisargadatta Maharaj also.
Okay.
You know, he actually goes off to the Himalayas thinking that he would sit there and do meditation, but then he realizes his activity and he should come back. He is a realized soul. He comes back to society and then inspires everybody to.
So I think, you know, another thing which I can see in this is not meant for those who want to take sannyas. This is not meant only for those who want to recluses. This is meant for a good life even in the society.
Very true.
Because Swami is saying that, see, these are all the features with which I have created the body.
Correct.
And only if you keep all this in mind, you can do anything worthwhile.
Correct.
Forget, you know, even if you are not a spiritual aspirant, because that is going to come in the later discourses, where Swami is going to say that, you know, all this is fine about the body, good food, good habit and all, but the idea is to transcend this.
Correct.
But even to be in the level of the body, whatever Swami has told so far is very, very important for a healthy living.
I think we are just crossing the mark.
Yes, Sir Prakash, and you know, there is no limit to how much we can talk about, because every four words which Swami says, I think there are, you know, 400 thoughts which it springs in our mind, and that is how many ways Swami has explained each of these concepts. For every one message of Swami, there are hundreds of chinnakathas which he has told us.
Correct.
And each chinnakatha has so many, you know, different meanings and different interpretations to it. So there is no end to it.
I think we have another two segments in this discourse.
Right. There should be about another two clips, which I hope and pray we'll be able to complete it
next week. Okay.
So, dear listeners, that is the end of this week's episode of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. And as we draw close to this episode, Sai Prakash and myself from Radio Sai offer our humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. And in a short while from now, you'll be joined by Brother Bishu. And he's coming with the two guests which he had last week to continue their delightful discussion on Swami's Kodai trips. That'll be in a short while from now. Thank you for joining us on this program, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. We will be back here at 7:30 next week as part of Thursday Live. Thank you and happy listening.